Hello, I'm Mr. Davis. You can probably tell from my uniform that I'm a park ranger. As part of my job, I get to take groups like yours on tours. Usually, I lead short walking tours. This trip is special. Over the next few days, we'll use a bus and three different kinds of boats to tour the Southeast. We will sail on a fishing trawler from Florida to Virginia. From there, we'll take a big bus and cross the Appalachian Mountains. Then we'll board an old-time riverboat and sail down the Mississippi River to the port of New Orleans. A port is a place where ships load and unload their goods. We'll take a short motorboat ride to an oil rig in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Then it's back on board the bus for our final two stops. As we travel, keep your eyes, ears, and minds wide open. Notice the land and how it is used in different ways. Listen for the sounds and music of this region. Think about how the Southeast has changed over time. The captain says he's ready, so put on your life jackets and let's go. You are looking at Everglades National Park in Florida. The Everglades is a vast area of swamp, savanna, and forest at the southern tip of Florida. A swamp is an area of lowland that is covered by water. A savanna is a flat grassland. My first job as a ranger was in Everglades National Park. I had studied geography in college and wanted to work in a real live swamp, but I had no idea just how alive it would be. More than 300 kinds of birds live in the Everglades. I get up early many mornings to record their calls on my pocket tape recorder. I like to record the sounds that the animals make too. Alligators, crocodiles, turtles, and snakes live in the park. So do deer, bears, panthers, bobcats, otters, and other animals. The park looks peaceful now, but I was here in 1992 when Hurricane Andrew hit southern Florida. A hurricane is a dangerous storm with heavy rains and high winds that develops over the ocean and often moves towards land. Andrew's winds damaged some of the park's visitor center. I recorded the sound of that storm at its worst. Whenever I listen to that tape, the roar of the wind gives me chills. Our fishing trawler will head north now as we leave the Everglades and travel up the east coast of Florida toward Cape Canaveral.